cost and reimbursement issues aside, what do you think this means in terms of sort of daily practice?
So if there were no issue in terms of cost, I think that the results of the ECOG 2100 study are impressive enough that in the absence of a contraindication to Avastin, I would use it in a first-line setting optimally in combination with paclitaxel as administered in the study. I'm doubtful that it's a specific interaction between paclitaxel and Avastin, although I'm well aware of the fact that when given with capecitabine in a more advanced population, it seemed to be less active. And while I think that that's probably related to the setting rather than the drug, at this point in time, we can't rule out that there's also some interaction with the drug.
Of course, we have seen it work with multiple different agents, particularly in colorectal cancer, and we've also seen less activity in the second-line setting than the first-line setting colorectal cancer.
I agree with you, and it's one of the reasons why I tend to think that this is probably more the setting than the drug, but at the same time, it is a reason why I would be less likely to use capecitabine with Avastin until we have more data than a taxane or, for that matter, other agents that have been evaluated in the context of trials.
I guess in terms of docetaxel versus paclitaxel, I'm not sure there's much reason to use docetaxel.
With Avastin.
Yeah, with
Avastin. No, I mean, I don't really think there's any reason at the moment because, you know, the two drugs I think are more similar than they are different, but we have data with paclitaxel, and specifically we have data with a weekly or almost weekly regimen. In the ECOG trial, paclitaxel was given 3 out of 4 weeks.
But I guess the really interesting one, although now we're really getting into cost issues, would be nab-paclitaxel with bevacizumab. What are your thoughts about that now and moving forward in the future?
Well, you know, at the moment, I wouldn't be in a rush to give it with Avastin. That said, in a woman who had a contraindication to paclitaxel that were based on hypersensitivity reactions, once we have just a little bit of data in terms of the safety of nab-paclitaxel with Avastin, I think it would be a reasonable substitution in a limited number of patients. In the CLGB, we actually have a study that is planned, not started, not yet reviewed at the NCI, that is going to compare different schedules of nab-paclitaxel and paclitaxel. And in that study, Avastin will be used in combination with either paclitaxel or nab-paclitaxel for those patients who don't have a contraindication to it.